Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense, where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. It's Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. We made it through another weekend. No small feat. I think two Jacksonians. Last check that I, since Friday, got shot and killed. Now, several people got shot, but only two to my knowledge. Now, it could be more because, I mean, look, they're slipping under the radar, or they could very well be lying in some unmarked grave out there yet to be discovered. So, but the official tally from my understanding is two people dead since Friday. And pumping gas at a Jackson gas station, as Clay Edwards says, is a dicey proposition. One man got shot last week crapping in a car. I guess it's reason to shoot somebody, though, to crap it in your car. But anyway, this guy here, he's just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's the wrong person. And he got regulated. And, of course, you know, it was all done under the BLM insignia. As you know, the lives of black people mean so much to the lawyers who sue on behalf of the families, of those who get deleted from society. But, hey. It's the economy. That's all it is. I mean, it's just the way things are. It's the rite of passage living in an era that's dominated demographically and politically by Democrats, and particularly the more virulent form, the Democrat head, where death and destruction reigns wherever they trod their feet. Nothing works. Nothing's going to work. You can hope against hope. You can do all your slogans, put all your ribbons on, and wear your matching T-shirts and spray paint on the wall, all that crap. It ain't gonna make a difference. It ain't gonna make a difference. Oh, but we got breaking news here, folks, since we were last here. Coming out of Georgia. And this is for Barbara, Mike, and all the rest out there who, again, perennial salt droppers on the GOAT, the greatest of all time, President Donald J. Trump. Well, coming out of Georgia, more proof. And this also goes for Rod the G, Rod Green out there, who owes me a steak dinner for having lost the election. He claims he didn't lose it because Joe Biden's sitting in the White House. Well, we don't honor fraud, sir. We don't honor fraud. You're going to have to pay the steak dinner or face the consequences. You don't want that heat. You don't want that smoke. But turns out, and folks, this is what I've been trying to warn you about a Delbert Hosemann. There in Georgia, it turns out that the Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, a Republican, a rhino, he's actually a Democrat. See, these Democrats have figured out in red states, just run as a Republican and do Democrat things. This is the reason why I told you the other day when we talked about Medicaid expansion. This vote here is just a setup. I think Tate's veto will be sustained of this bill this time. But Delbert's the next man up. He's going to run because that's his ego won't allow him not to run, even though he's well over the expiration date. He should be taking it to the House. He's got to be governor. He's got to have that on his resume. So he's going to deliver the Medicaid expansion when he becomes governor if they don't override the governor's veto. So you can write that in blood. That's coming down the pike. They've got their Speaker of the House who's already on board to do it. Philip Gunn passed the, I won't say baton, basically a grenade to the guy. And he gladly accepted it, and they're going to pass it. And it's going to be to the detriment of the pocketbooks of the working Mississippians and the Mississippians who pay for the Medicare, Medicaid funds out of their paycheck, payroll checks, and the employer's portion of the Medicare and Medicaid. So it's only going to get worse. It's a problem that was created by the federal government, a problem we didn't have until they came in with the bright idea that they'll give us $3 for every dollar that we're spending on indigent care through the charity hospitals that we were operating at that time. And it turns out it made the problem only worse. Yeah, the $3 to one at initially as the buy-in seemed like a great deal. But as with all government programs, it's only done just to suck you in and get you into their tentacles where, now we need to modify it. Now we need to do this. Nothing makes it better. Just makes their tentacles just deeper into you, society. And you can't extricate yourself from it. You're just stuck like Chuck. And that's what we're seeing here. So you can write it in blood. I don't think the governor's veto is going to be overridden. But Deb Hoseman is going to deliver it the next time around. I don't care if Shad does run against him or whoever else, Lynn Fitch or whatever. Delbert's going to be the odds-on favorite to win the governor's race because he's won with such large margins playing the all-shucks role. And as I said before, on physical matters, he has not been bad for the state. In fact, he's been better for the state than he has been when it comes to physical matters. But Medicaid expansion is going to undo all those attaboys that he got from his previous work stabilizing the state finances. But again, at heart, the guy is a social liberal. And he's a Democrat. So, hey, it is what it is. You're going to get what you're going to get. Okay? And for those people, like I said, every time I see this commercial, this gentleman who had gotten his leg cut off, talking about if he had had insurance, he wouldn't have got his leg cut off. You wouldn't even need the insurance if you had just been proper in taking your doctor's advice and eating properly. And if everybody would be honest, people who are diagnosed with diabetes, pre-diabetes, for the most part, Americans just hard-headed. We're not going to do right until we have to do right. He ate till they had to cut his leg off. Because somebody told him something. He didn't just walk in there one day and say, hey, we're going to have to cut your leg off. No. He had symptoms before then. And people can learn about anything they want to learn about if there's something they want to know about. Not that I, wish him ill, but I'm just saying, dude, don't try that here. I'm not trying to hear that. Look, I have no problem with you getting insurance. But I also know you made a lot of choices with whatever money that came into your hands. You, like all the rest of us, we vote with our dollars. And it's the same thing with your purchase of insurance. You know you have a medical illness, but you think, oh, man, I like to have that wig or that weave or that six-pack or whatever it is, whatever your vice is. We pay for what we want and we beg for what we need. That's human nature. But there's no need for us to go into the hole any deeper trying to insure everybody under their sun with health insurance. If we put a demand on them, say, okay, we're willing to look at helping you with your insurance, but you got to do everything we tell you athletically, medically, and everything you need to do to keep your health up. Pushing away from that feedback, calorie counting, exercising. Would you want that? So if you don't want us telling you what to do, then hoss. Don't be telling us what we got to do for you. I'm just saying, man. Everything you hear me talk about along these lines is all about, dude, you don't just, this is like these bums out here on the corner. Dude, You're a grown man. You walking up to me, you don't even know me, and asking me to feed you. Now, any reluctance or hesitancy on my part, you're going to impart to the fact that I'm just a cold-hearted SOB, when in fact, that's not it. I'm just thinking, dude, if you got this much gall, obviously shame is not keeping you from working odd jobs, mopping floors or doing whatever. It ain't like, you know, it's beneath you. If begging is not beneath you, mopping a floor certainly shouldn't be. I go round and round with Donut Head all the time. He thinks it's beneath a man to to clean a toilet. Donut Head. He act like he came from royalty, that all his family only worked at IBM as engineers and patent discoverers. Man, please. See, that's the problem now. You got everybody with all this pride, but they want to eat all the time. And my whole thing is, look, if you got too much pride to mop a floor, to cut grass, to work with your hands, bro, I understand. Look, I want to respect your pride. I ain't giving you a damn thing. You could fall out starving, right in, foaming at the mouth, everything. But after you express that attitude about, you know, you look down your nose at people who clean toilets, also, I ain't got nothing for you. I don't care. See, the problem in our society is that things just gotten too far gone. We allow too many of these losers to dictate life for everybody. Nah, we're not doing that foolishness. All we're doing is establishing a pecking order that existed before all these do-gooders came out here, decided they're going to force everybody to pay for their compassion. Dude, I'm telling you, I promise you, I'm ready to thin the herd out. That's just me. But anyway, I said all that to tell you that this Medicaid expansion is going to happen under Delbert Hoseman. Write it in blood. Now we get back to school reform. And I'm talking, these are some bills that are before the legislature right now. You got the House trying to reform the MAEP, the funding mechanism for public schools here in the state. The Senate wants to keep the original MAEP in place and do a little nip and tuck on it. But basically keeping the whip hand in the hands of the administrators, educators, the white shirts, if you will, within the educational establishment. What the House is offering to do is to give the parent more say-so on the education process. The House bill, the Inspire Act, in my estimation, after having read it, is going to do more for Mississippi and those Mississippi communities that want to do better. For the most part, most black communities aren't. It doesn't make a difference which act you get. They ain't going to do anything outside of public education. They don't care whether it's failing their kids, failing their mama, failing everything. They don't care. Because you got a few blacks who make money off the present setup, and they don't give a damn about anybody else. The evidence is the fact that we got all these societal ills that are stemming directly from failed educational system. But the Inspire Act basically allows, if the state is allocating $9,000 per student per year to educate that child, you get to take that $9,000 and go where you think you can get the best education for your child. If it's a charter school, if it's another public school, now you can't go out of your area. Excuse me. So if you live in an area that is failing, like in the case of Jackson, you have several schools within the district that are not meeting higher standards. Even though they changed the grade system from 1 through 5 to A through F or A through E or whatever, like that's supposed to make a difference, whatever. That's what they try to connect me on. They don't even grade it by level 5, 1 through 5 levels anymore. They do it A through E. So that means the kids aren't failing because you got. See, that's the sleight of hands that we're dealing with day in and day out. And then the black community wants to tell you that it's institutional racism when they did nothing to influence the process to get us better schools, period. They don't have any answers. They all up and down the food chain within the educational department, but all they're doing is just sitting there with a degree. It's not like they're coming in there with some innovative ideas and say, hey, let's try this here. They go with whatever they're told to go with. Kim, how do you know that? Look at the failure. It is by design. So when some white guys come in there and say, hey, you know, we're going to make these changes for the betterment of the educational. Oh, no, you can't destroy public schools. Well, the public schools are destroying public lives of these kids. But that's okay. You see why I'm so strident in my opposition to what black Democrats are doing to our community? I've followed the breadcrumbs, and it leads right back to black Democrats in particular. Reason why the black community is not progressing. You got a few blacks who are making out like bandits in their appointed roles. They got a nice salary. They're living a good life. They're important. They get on all these boards and commission. Every time there's a community meeting, they're sitting up there, important, with nothing new to add. So my whole thing is, you know what? I'm going to roll with white boy Bob now because they look like they're getting some things did over here. Black folks want you to dine. They want you to dine off black crap all day long. Screw that. Ain't nothing unique about this foolishness y'all got going on. Ain't nobody impressed. You ain't fooling nobody. You just doing it for the money. Well, baby, let's pass the Inspire Act. That's going to be better for the black community. When the black community said that these jobs like the Amazon data plant and all that won't locate in these black areas, this is the reason why. Because the black areas don't want to improve their school systems. They're too busy being showing their allegiance to the Dr. Greens of the world. And the school board members and other people who, they're important now because they got a title. But why don't these kids having the title of capable and able graduate, you ain't interested in that. But you're interested in you having a title that you can slam down your resume so you can get you another job somewhere else doing same foolishness. Well, this is the year we're breaking all that up. We're just calling it out for what it is. Our number here is what? 601. It's 879-0002. That hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 326-2755, area code 601. For estimates, estimates and what else they call it? Second and third opinions. You can get it right there, Complete Exteriors. CompleteExteriorsMS.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, the AC Doctor, my friend, one of the best in the business, folks. Troubleshooting is what they do best. Plenty of people can install your unit. When people do subdivisions, they've got a crew that goes out and put in the brand new units, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you spend your entire life just putting in units, oftentimes you don't get a chance to do real troubleshooting. Yeah, you test it, it comes on, it's cooling, yada, 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 yada. But what if the people aren't satisfied inside each individual room? That's where the AC Doctor has cut out a niche in the marketplace. Your comfort is their concern. If you got one room that is not optimal for you for whatever reason, that means your system is not balanced. That's what the AC Doctor does. He comes in and get that system balanced so you're getting optimal performance, saving the big bucks on energy cost, and you're enjoying your quality of life in your air conditioner or centrally heated home. Give them a call, 601-706-4551, or online, the ACDR, excuse me, and the DR stands for doctor, acdr.com. Check them out today. And they're also Central Mississippi's foremost authority on geothermal. So if you're thinking about going geothermal in your new home or retrofitting your old home, he's your huckleberry. That's right, the acdr.com, the number 706-4551. Write it down, lock it into your phone, and be ye ready. So whenever your system is not performing optimally, call the AC Doctor. All right, with no further ado, let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, do you see where Biden was on another interview talking about that illegal and apologize for calling the illegal that killed Lincoln Riley illegal?
Yeah. I'm telling you, the groveling never stops, brother.
It's just unreal, these Democrats. That's all they've been talking about is, he shouldn't have called them illegal. As if that is what they are. And they proceed to say that they built this country. What illegal murderer built this country? How many, a bunch of illegal murderers built this country? That's what they keep wanting to say? They just don't, it's just beyond belief, these people.
They're not short on gall. That's for darn sure. They could tame wild animals on the side because it takes a lot of heart to do some of the things that they do. But it's just their commitment to wrongdoing, brother. They don't care. As long as they win, they don't care. They don't care about the optics, how it seems to others. They want the win, because they know if they win, they've got everything.
Yeah. Especially the way they run things. Then they're gonna, when they used to continue flooding the country with illegal, so that he can get them registered to vote. And hopefully, then they can just take over the country that way. Man, someone, I think it was Vic David Hansen was with Tucker Carlson, and he said during the 30-odd years of the great immigrants coming over here in the Ellis Island and all that, during that 30-year span,
right?
Only a little over 8 million came during that 30-year span. The whole 30-year span.
Wow.
Biden has almost done that in 3 years.
And those are just the ones that we can document or have interacted with. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just amazing. And, of course, family of the fans of Lincoln Riley, they were at a Trump rally in Georgia.
Right.
I was beginning to think, they were, because I hadn't seen do any interviews. These people would be everywhere if they were black and he and a white person and a white Klansman that killed him.
Right.
The parents would be everywhere. They'd be the celebrities everywhere. I didn't see these people, the Lincoln Riley's parents anywhere. Not on Fox or anybody, on any network. I know the other networks are just ignoring them like they don't exist. But I didn't even see them on Fox. But they were at the Trump rally the other day in Georgia. And the father had on a Make America Great Again hat.
Mm-hmm.
so thank you. I was beginning to wonder, you guys don't want to talk about what, helping your daughter and try to, prophecy, this cannot happen again. I was wondering about the if they, maybe just apolitical, but okay, they were at the Trump rally, and so they are somewhat political. I guess it was political, just wanting the right thing done in memory of their daughter.
Right, right. Well, we just have to continue to plug on, and to be surprised with the degeneracy that these people will sink to. Again, you can't embarrass these people. You cannot embarrass them. Death and destruction won't dissuade them from the course of action that they're on. Your best option is to recognize that this is what you're seeing. That as much as you may want better for them, they are not interested in it. You got to cut your losses, bro.
And of course, Trump pointed out hey, this guy was here illegally. He is an illegal, and it's because of Biden's policy that young lady is dead. Not want to call an illegal immigrant illegal, but do you at least want to call a murderer illegal? What he did illegal? Can we say that? These people, that's beyond the pale. But on the flip side, you saw Trump go to one of those, MMA matches again. And you see the clips of it where he just, every time he enters the room, he brings the house down.
Right.
It is just night and day. The man is the most popular person on the planet. The media just goes out of their way to try to make everybody believe otherwise. But he's the most popular person on the planet. And listen, one of the commentators on it, and he pointed out the stark difference between Trump and politicians, because Trump's not a politician. Trump's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. He's the most popular celebrity on the planet. Probably the most popular celebrity to ever exist, really.
Right.
And he said the difference between Trump and these politicians, those politicians are trying to go to where those celebrities are and those YouTube influencers to take pictures with them. They're going to them.
Right.
But Trump's the opposite. Everybody's going to him. Everybody wants to be seen with him. You got football players and celebrities who want to be seen with, who want pictures with him. That's the difference.
Well, I think Trump has a good measure of himself. People say that he's full of himself. No, he just actually has a good measure of who Donald Trump is. He also knows who God is. You know, that's the difference between believing there's a God and knowing there's a God. This guy, and see, people think that because you got to show a certain level of perfection here on this plane to do it, and I guess there's nothing wrong with it if you can do it, but that's not what God is requiring. He's requiring your availability and your obedience when you're available to do whatever it is you say you're going to do on his behalf, at his request or unction or whatever. And I think this is the reason why Trump continues to have the success, because he's got that quiet assuredness in his spirit that God is who he is, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And when you're one with yourself, bruh, things are going to happen.
You're absolutely right. Again, Trump's the alpha male that this country needs, the ultimate alpha male. There's no place Biden can go that can light up a building. You talk about 60,000 people. There's no place Biden can go that can light up, but he can't even light up a room. When I remember that seeing him in the White House when everybody was ignoring him and focusing on Barack Obama. That's what happens when Biden's anywhere. If he can get pointed in the right direction, that is, he can light up any room. And for these idiots who want to say that Trump's losing it too, he's just as incognito, his cognitive ability is just as bad as Biden. You have to not see the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Joe Biden. You just have to not look. You have to listen to the media and just not pay attention to anything.
It's got to be willful. I've heard the term. I heard of the drug Adderall. I didn't know what it did, but if that's what it did for Joe Biden for 6 hours, heck, I need to take me a hit before I come in here every day. But no, they say that Joe was up to 2 a.m. He was walking around the White House just as high as a kite, wired tight.
that drug can raise it there, can't it?
look, they need to make him the spokesperson for it. Cause, you know, real talk, though. I mean, he came out and did a good performance. They say that it make you rage, it make you talk loud, and it make you do everything he was doing there. You know, he's got that edge on him. But yeah, I didn't know what. I figured he was either a clone or they had him on drugs. The consensus is that they had him on Adderall for a State of the Union.
But the media definitely knows if they leave Trump alone, he'd carry all 50 states. If they left him alone and let people vote and had honest election, let people vote their conscience. I saw a football player there. I saw a couple of black folks out there in this crowd wanting to get pictured with some black celebrities wanting to get pictured with Trump. It is not the same atmosphere as it was. Even when he ran the room, when Tom Brady didn't want to even see, so he would make America great again hat. Mm-hmm. Now you got athletes, including NFL players, now wanting pictures with the man. It's a totally different year this year. Trump is stronger than he's ever been. So there you go, folks. Well, thank you. That buckshot was the best thing. Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, we appreciate it. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back, and we're going to get to the phones here in a minute. First, I want to remind you, to you business owners out there, insulate your business from grave operations failure. You have equipment in your office that's central to your operation, and you just cannot afford to be without it. You need to call our good friends over at Advantage Business Systems. Do you realize since 1976, they have been helping businesses stay in business by maintaining all that critical equipment, be it back then it was typewriters, stenograph machines, early fax machines, word processors, and they have evolved, stayed up with the times, all the evolution in office equipment from voice over IP to phone systems to Zoom calls to internet, scanners, fax machines, voicemail, the whole nine yards. They maintain all of that for you. And you can pick the items that are more critical than others and say, look, I want you to handle this. They can do it remotely. And then it can also have technicians on site as needed. Some companies just offer you remote diagnostics. And as you've learned, all remote diagnostics tell you is that, hey, it's broke. Yep, it's down. Duh. You want somebody who's gonna make it work, gonna put that magic on it. That's our good friends over at Advantage Business Systems. Again, they've been doing that since 76. So what they want to do is come in and do an inventory audit, if you will, of your business, and they'll give you an idea. Okay, this is what we can do to keep things rocking and rolling. You won't have minimum amount of down. You will have the minimum amount of downtime because we're going to do the heavy lifting, interfacing with the vendors, the finger pointing that goes along with all that. You know, I've been there, done that. So this is an opportunity for you to get head and shoulders above your competition. So God forbid you do have an outage. They'll be worse off than you, and you'll be selling alone in short order because you got a team that helps you troubleshoot and get back up and running. So check it out today. That's advice that's worth its weight in gold. Go to absms.com. That's absms.com, and click on contact, and they'll come out and set up a time to come out there and do the audit, and then you'll get the information you need to make the decision that you want. One other companion business I'd like to tell you about is our good friends over at PeopleLease. Do you often encounter payroll errors and struggle to handle them on your own because you got so many other things going on during the day trying to do business? Are you constantly burdened by the payroll task? You got all these time cards you have to reconcile, trying to calculate vacation time, workman's comp, the whole nine yards. Well, there's a company that does all that. They are your HR in a can. They're your back office. They do all that and let you concentrate on the business of business. Payroll can slow you down if it's not handled properly. And then you're getting calls on Fridays all through the weekend. Where my money? Get my check. Get my last check. All that kind of stuff. Well, PeopleLease can handle that. And your employees interface with PeopleLease. They handle everything. They'll get you involved if needed. Otherwise, they got it all covered. That's what they do. So is your payroll tax filling too much of your time? Then call them. 987-3025. 601-987-3025. Or online, PeopleLease.com. So check it out today. An efficient, trouble-free payroll processing process is crucial to your business, and it's crucial to your success. And a lot of people are struggling with it. It doesn't have to be you when you get PeopleLease. PeopleLease.com. All right, let's go to Rod. Yes, sir, Mr. Rod.
Yes.
You're on the air, sir.
What's going on, Kim?
How you doing, brother?
All right, my friend. Listen, I'm just troubled. I want to call and express it because, you know, we are the same mind, so you can't talk to everybody.
That's true.
All these immigrants that are there, he's allowing into the country. And I was watching the news where they said it's 13 states that don't have voter ID laws. So I'm like thinking, they plan and everything. They'll place them in these 13 states strategically, because I heard we flew in about 320,000 unknown, flew them in. So just what do you think about that? I just want to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah.
You know, they want to let them vote. That's their plan.
Yeah, what they're doing, from what I can see, what appears to be happening is they're flying them into strategic areas, precincts.
Right.
I mean, they're literally doing it by down to the precinct level. They intend to influence the election. Just right. As they did when they stole the election in 2020.
Right, through COVID, with COVID, right.
Yeah,
right.
With COVID. Uh-huh. And they, uh-huh. But they were targeting certain districts, certain precincts, certain states, Georgia, right. Obviously Nevada, places like that.
Swing.
Right.
Swing states.
Now, uh-huh. What they're doing now, because, I mean, look, you got 8 million people that we had contact with that came into. We ain't even talking about the ones who snuck in. We didn't
got away.
Got away.
We ain't talking about the got away.
Right. So, but the government, Biden administration is loading up these, like up there in New York. New York could come away with two or three extra Congress people at the end of the day. And
that's for the census, though, I thought that was for the census.
The census is going to turn into congressional seats. That's how it works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the game.
Is that the long term, or is that for this election? I guess that's really what I want to know. Can they use them for this election?
Yeah, yes. Because listen, once they cast the vote, you got 10. Mm-hmm. You have 10 days to challenge that vote. Well, if they're sitting on all the information and won't release it to you, all they got to do is sit on it for 10 days, and then after it's certified, it don't make a difference what you do with it at that point.
Right, we learned that the last time. Yep. Right,
right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that they're doing, they could take and pack a city like Jackson with all the illegals. And Clay was talking about having seen 9 of these tour buses going up, coming down, coming up 49, going to parts unknown. So if they pack Jackson and Jackson ends up having the largest number of delegates and senators and representatives in the legislature, then they will dominate Mississippi just like Chicago dominates Illinois. This is their game plan, because if the Supreme Court rules that, okay, states' rights is the rule of the law for going forward, then if they control the state legislature, then they can make whatever state rights they want to their benefit. They're running mm-hmm. a long game on this, brother, and they're going to steal mm-hmm. it in the short term, but they're looking long term.
Oh, okay. So they're going to let them vote in this election to the presidential election, too, in the states that don't have voter ID laws. I think it's 13 of them.
Well, if they do it as a mail-in ballot and you can't challenge it, and see, that's what mm-hmm. Trump was saying down there in Florida. You got all mm-hmm. these people who were illegal and their mm-hmm. ballot shouldn't have counted. They should be thrown right. out. Well, exactly. They went on and certified it, and they didn't throw it out. And you know,
too late. Dude.
Too late. You're mm-hmm. stuck like Chuck. And that's their game plan.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, okay, then. Well, I just wanted to talk it over with somebody I knew might know what's going on. So even though Trump is up in the polls, they got this plan, you know, by using the illegals to vote.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go by the polls. You got to be worried about it. You got to be worried about election night out there in California. They stopped the vote count in order to get enough vote to put Adam Schiff over the top. Adam Schiff had lost that race, but they just stopped counting the votes and figured out how many votes they needed. And, you know, then they came up with the votes they needed.
Mm.
Yep.
All
right, Rod. Good to hear from you,
buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a break. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the primary day on tomorrow. We got some candidates out there we want to highlight, so we want you to be aware of that going into the election on tomorrow, okay? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Boom. All right, let's get to the phones. One of my favorite callers, Nurse Jay. What's up, brother? Hey, man.
Hey, friend.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Good to hear from you. What you got for us?
Well, I just want to add my medical non-expertise to the situation in what you were saying about Joe Biden and Adderall and whatnot.
Yeah. He was on.
Clay.
Huh?
Clay made a comment on his show. May have been this morning, I think. But both of us haven't used Adderall, Ritalin-type drugs. Me having been ADHD as a child. Let me just tell you, in my clinical experience and in the demicrystal meth heads I know and all that goes along with these type drugs, these are amphetamine salts. Adderall is time-released methamphetamine.
Huh.
So Joe Biden is not giving a hour, 2 hour, 3 hour speech on Adderall alone. Not at his age with his level of dementia.
Hmm.
They're sending him out to give his daily things with Adderall, and he messes some of them up, gets some of them right, you know, a little bit here and there. For him to do something like the State of the Union address, he is on a concoction of a lot of things. Not only pure amphetamine, and some people may not want to go down this rabbit hole, but I don't care. Adrenochrome, whatnot. But they've got to balance that out for somebody his age with his whatever health conditions he's got. The things like beta blockers to keep his heart rate in check so that he doesn't have a stroke or a heart attack on stage.
Mm.
He's probably got a whole concoction of drugs going through something like an insulin pump every time you see him in public doing that. But you know, from being able to use your phone to read your insulin levels and your sugar levels,
right,
and all that, being a diabetic, that they have the capability of sending him an increased dosage or backing off the dosage. Going to be monitored with a monitor, and they're going to keep him in range. But when he falls out of range, that's where he has the moments of lucidity versus really messing everything up, right?
Interesting. Because I was wondering how they, you know, how he did it for an hour when, you know, in previous days, you know, just being out there before the cameras, 5 minutes, he's out there in, you know, La La Land. So, and then
day to day, he's just on, you know, a time release drug such as Adderall, is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my suspicion.
Right.
And I think when he goes out for one of these big things, and stuff, I think they've got him monitored and metered, and they're sending him the dosages and whatnot. But I can assure you that an 80-year-old man is not the same as a 20, 30-year-old man going to the bar using Adderall so he can get as drunk as possible but still keep going on his binge. It is not the same. He is on way more than just Adderall or Ritalin when he does something like stated the Union Address.
Well, he's got
why he fluctuates.
Right. He's got access to the best, for sure. Brother, we're up against the clock. Good to hear from you, Nurse Jay. Good inside baseball. Appreciate you, brother. Be right back.
Love you, brother. Bye.
Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the Clay Edwards Show here on 103.9 FM WYAB. I'm broadcasting live in the buyfafo.com studio today. I've decided to hijack the studio name to pimp my own products until somebody decides to sponsor the studio. I will self-sponsor the studio. No sense in it going to waste there. But the studio sponsorship is available for the right price, of course. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends out at Men's Health of Mississippi. Guys, get your testosterone levels checked today. And you, within about 8 weeks, some people quicker, but I don't want you to get your hopes up thinking it's going to be, you know, like the next day after your first shot. Man, you could, if you're currently experiencing insomnia, obesity, you're working out, but you're not seeing any gains. And I'm just going to be honest with you. All that's great. Fixing all that is immediately great. But I'm just going to say the quiet part out loud. What it does, men, for your sex life, women, what it does for your sex life as well, is irreplaceable. Now, look, I'm all for organic and natural ways to boost your testosterone. But unfortunately, once your body quits making it, it's quit making it. You need to eat all your healthy testosterone boosters and all that stuff. But sometimes it requires true testosterone replacement therapy to get it back up where it needs to be. You're getting down sub 300 and you're in your 40s. You need to be up there closer to 900. I'm no doctor. I'm just telling you at what levels I'm operating at, and it's a game changer. I mean, constant motivation, constant focus. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm not bragging. I'm just making a point. You know, running a radio show, running what's turned into a clothing company and a social media platform. And I sleep about 5 hours a day and juggle a personal life. You know, I'm not saying I need a cookie. I'm just saying I have the energy to do it and the drive to do it. And I'm enjoying doing it. And it's been very rewarding. And I go back to the last year since I started taking testosterone replacement therapy or testosterone booster, however you want to word that. And it's been a game changer. Look, if you'll text, it's plain and simple. Text my name, Clay. It's just that simple. 601-327-8550. 601-327-8550. You're going to get scheduled for a free testosterone screening at Men's Health of Mississippi. 601-327-8550. Text my name, Clay, all capital letters. If you can't remember that, I will send you the little flyer I have made. That's Men's Health of Mississippi. They'll get your levels checked today and get back on the road to getting your health right, man. That should be the number one thing. I don't want to put words in Tyler's mouth, but Tyler's in great shape. And, I'm going to guess that is just as, if not more important than having the Second Amendment skills.
100%.
You know?
100%. Hey, you know what the oldest form of self-defense is?
It's fighting.
Run away.
Run. Yeah. We, love running, fighting. Yeah.
We wasn't putting our dukes up to dinosaurs. We were running.
True that. True that. Hey, let's I was enjoying the questions and answers there at the end of that. When people do as I ask and they actually text in their questions, I like to follow through and get them answered. And we got some more good ones.
I love questions.
I do too. I could just, if people just wanted to ask me questions all day, I would enjoy that way more than just ranting and raving. But hey, you do what the people want.
I got plenty of thoughts and opinions. I'd be happy to give them.
That's touche. Let's see here. Unknown texter says, does a gun have to be registered in your name to carry it? What if it is a gift or inherited?
Okay, so we have no gun registry in Mississippi. There are a couple of states that actually have a gun registry, but in Mississippi we do not. So, no, there is no registration. And if it's gifted to you and you're a non-prohibited person, that means you're at least 21 years of age, is not a habitual user of drugs or alcohol, and not a prior felon, you can legally carry the gun, even without a permit. But, again, there's so many places you can't go, like any establishment that sells alcohol, churches, school grounds, sporting events, things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that conversation with you as well. I know I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that every now and then you kind of have to put it in God's hands in some cases because you can't fight City Hall.
Right. But that's true. But I know some guys that have tried.
Yeah.
And their lives are just miserable from it.
It is. I mean, like, I know the amphitheater's been a battle. Some other things have been a battle. And so at the end of the day, it's like, okay, you got to say, like, there's enough law enforcement here. Hopefully they're as skilled as I hope they are. you know what I mean? And hopefully no bad guy snuck anything in.
Yep.
And that's just the life we had to put our life in God's hands every now and then. If you want to see a concert bad enough, know that that's the risk you play.
Was it Jason Aldean that was in Vegas that got shot up? There was tons of law enforcement there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Posted up in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was terrible site planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yep, you're right. Of course, I don't know if anybody that had a gun down there could have made a difference.
Yeah,
you know, shooting back up too logistically, but
not many people practice 100-yard shots like I do with a pistol.
It's like challenge accepted.
FAFO.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. Now, you know, and speaking of that question and your response there to a gun registry, to me, that's something else that sounds like common sense gun control. But they never mention these type things
mm-hmm.
when they mention common sense. Common sense to them means, let me taketh what you haveth.
Right.
Nobody needs a 20-round magazine or whatever. You know? It's always like, nobody needs what you already have. That's not what they mean by common sense.
Right.
To me, common sense means common sense.
I mean, as far as common sense being applied to a registry, it already sort of exists. All those 4473 files that you or the forms that you fill out whenever you purchase a gun, the ATF come and collects those every year, and then they do an audit on guns. Any store anyone that's an FFL and has a logbook, they get audited yearly. All of their 4473s are collected, and that's on top of the database where you can electronically submit 4473s as well. So All this information of who bought the gun, when and where, and all that, their background check, it's all there. You just got to go dig for it whenever it's been used illegally.
What is the – this is Clay asking a question here. What is the gun show loophole?
There is no such thing.
So what are they claiming it is?
I still ain't figured that out. You still have to do a background check. What loophole is there?
Yeah,
if you're doing some sort of person-to-person sale, like if you go there and you sell your gun to another person, you still have to make sure that they're a same state resident and you're not selling it to a felon. Like,
the loophole is if I'm a non-FFL mm-hmm. Dealer, I'm just a private citizen that's selling his collection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do a background check on you.
No, you just have to make sure the other person is within the same state or a neighboring state if they're long guns.
But you're still responsible if you sell a felon.
Yep.
You know, so it's kind of some self-policing there.
If it gets
I don't
used
know how
in
you
violent,
self-police that, but...
I mean, if it gets involved in violent crime and it goes back to you're the one that sold it, now you're an accomplice.
Sure.
By the way, you know where all these violent crime guns come from? They don't really get bought... All right, they're stolen out of people's vehicles because they leave guns in their vehicles.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that from the amount of superiority. It's happened to me, and I feel guilty from it every day because God knows what that gun is being used for today. But I say, all I say is stop leaving guns in your vehicles. Keep it on you. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Absolutely. So the quote unquote gun show loophole
doesn't really exist.
I knew that answer, but yeah. I wanted to hear you say it. But in a sense, it kind of does that somebody can go and if they find a raggedy dealer, they're not dealers, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the loophole that you can go sell your collection, air quotes here, to a private individual without having to do a federal background check.
Right. You can. And that's just, and that's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Selling to a – it'd be no different than me selling you a gun or you selling me a gun. We just happen to use the gun show as a place to meet.
The conduit.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't have a problem with it at all. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what they consider the loophole.
Because I've worked gun shows.
Yeah.
As an FFL. I do some work for Boondocks down at Raymond, and every once in a while we'll go to a gun show just to get our name out and move some old stock or something like that.
And I've never bought a gun at a gun show. I'm going to buy locally. I'm going
to
buy
guns and gear. Yeah, there's no deals to be had at a gun show.
But I'll go. I like they got a lot of cool accessories, man. You're not running to a lot of people. It's a nice social event as well.
I've never seen China supported so much than at a gun show. You really? Want to see China supported? Go to a gun show and look at all the bullcrap knockoff accessories that are being pondered on people, especially those stupid all-in-one flashlight taser nonsense that they ponder on women, thinking that they'll do something.
The Swiss Army taser?
Yeah, I tase myself with those crappy things in my 2 to 4 hour self-defense class seminars that I get booked for, which, self-promotion, if you want to book that, reach out to me and we'll get it set up for your place of work, place of worship, civic center, whatever. But I'll tase myself and let you tase me, and I'll even pass it around. People will get brave enough to do it themselves and realize it is complete junk.
Speaking of tasers, before we go to the break here, somebody did ask earlier, about tasers being a suitable form of self-defense. Is there so let's just make it a broader question, mm-hmm. non-lethal.
Mm-hmm.
What are your, obviously you've made it a point that the pepper spray.
Yep.
Specifically,
there's only two options of pepper spray that's one carryable and two effective. And that's Saber Red, which has a different activation method, and then the POM, POM, which has the more intuitive activation method. So those are the only two that actually put out a quality product. Those pepper ball gun things, the little blasters, those are all junk. And as far as tasers go, unless you feel like spending the many hundreds of dollars on one that actually work, just spend the $12 and get the dang OC spray. It works so much more effectively.
So if you're not going to go with the firearm, go with the POM spray.
100%.
OC spray. Don't waste your time on a taser.
And I'm not being skeptical. What's the word? I'm not being
pessimistic.
Yeah, or I'm not speaking without experience. Right? I'm not pulling this crap out of my ass. This is data from national leaders. Then, one of the dudes that I look to for less information is Chuck Haggard, and this man's been sprayed with every pepper spray and OC and CS spray that there is on the market, and mace. But don't buy mace. Mace is man-made, and it's crap. It doesn't work either. There's a difference. But if you want to learn all the intricates of that, just book me for class.
Yeah. All right. Going to a break here. How do they book you for a class?
SynergyShooting.com. Hit up the contact page. I can answer all your questions from there.
SynergyShooting.com. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Tyler Thorpe. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by Watkins Construction and Roofing, your hometown roof repair specialist right here in central Mississippi. You can check them online at nomoredrip.com. Hey, here's the deal, man. They got over 500 five-star reviews. You think you got a roof problem, storm's been through, you got some water somewhere, you got a smell, maybe smells like mildew, whatever the case may be, to trigger you thinking you may have some roofing issues, go to their website, nomoredrip.com, or just Google Watkins Construction and Roofing. They're going to come out, they're going to do a complimentary, that means free, roof assessment, and they're going to let you know what you need. Maybe all you need is a patch repaired, maybe you need a whole roof. They're not going to try to upsell you something you don't need. They're going to work with their insurance company the entire process, make it as painless as it can possibly be for you. They're going to stay in constant communication with you. You're not going to be in the need to know of anything. You're going to know as soon as they know. That's one of the main things I read in these 500 plus reviews. I used to read them here on the show. Was the constant communication, the professionalism, and the getting it done right the first time. And here's one of the other little things: your lawn, your landscaping. They're not going to mess any of that up. If they do, they're going to fix it. You're not even going to know they were there, other than you're going to come home from work one day and you're going to have a new roof on your house or your roof repaired. Not going to be playing all that bumpity bump, bump, bump music, being unprofessional, worried about your kids having to hear any cuss words and music, or looking unprofessional around your neighbors or anything. You're going to know that all the vehicles are there. They're wrapped. All of it's going to say Watkins Construction and Roofing. They're going to be dressed professionally. Just, it matters. The details matter. And that's why Watkins Construction and Roofing is the number one roofing company in the state of Mississippi. So let them repair yours statewide and in Alabama. NoMoreDrip.com, Watkins Construction and Roofing. All right, we've got Tyler Tharp with Synergy Training Group. Get it right this time. Here in the studio with us talking about gun stuff. Yeah. And we're just going to go straight back to the Guns and Gear text line.
Bring it on.
And continue the questions because, frankly, they can ask better questions than I can sometimes. Let's see here.
Give the people what they want.
All right, so he said, you said any place that sells alcohol, does that include convenience stores?
Oh, I should have been more specific.
Open container.
Sales for consumption.
Yeah, on premise.
To be consumed there.
So like even Applebee's. Yeah, like restaurants, bars, mm-hmm. stuff like yep. that you can't carry.
Yep. But you can once you get the enhanced permit.
Yeah.
I mean, once the enhancement's there, the only three places you can't go are federal buildings, active courtrooms, and places of nuisance. Places of nuisance is just a weird old terminology for like brothels and places that sell drugs. I don't know why that still exists, but whatever.
But still excludes the Brandon Amphitheater.
Well, the Brandon Amphitheater is this awesome little place where the city government thinks that they can give you a middle finger to your constitutional rights, and they've been allowed to get away with that forever because no one's going to ever buck up to them.
Yeah.
So, no, they're actually 100% in the wrong. They are constitutionally in the wrong. But it is what it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to sue them, and then they're going to find another way around not letting you in.
It's interesting.
It's annoying is what it is.
Yeah, it's – I see. I understand to an extent, but I understand your argument of, hey, enhanced carry folks are kind of a different ilk.
Yeah, you know? I have went the lengths. I have done the things that the state mandated me to do, and then there's places like the amphitheater that goes back on their word and is like, nope, sorry, dog. I know you went by our rules, but we're still going to give you a middle finger and not let you in.
It's very aggravating. Like, my phone is melting over here. I'm trying to. I've got so many texts coming in. I can't read the ones I'm trying to. Kenneth on the Guns of Gear text now says wasp spray is effective and has a 6-foot concentrated spray.
That is a fallacy. That is 100% myth. There are plenty of YouTube videos of dudes getting sprayed in the face with all sorts of different brands, even commercial grade wasp spray. That is 100% myth. Don't do that.
All right. Hunter. Over at Guns and Gear.
Hunter.
Says the gun show loophole is someone setting up a table at the gun show, selling their collection, and putting up a sign on the table that says, no background checks. Gun shows in Jackson are garbage. It's where people pass off their garbage to an unsuspecting customer.
That's true. That part is definitely true. But it falls under private sales.
It does.
Which is legal.
It's like a garage sale, basically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, buyer beware.
But, I mean, it's still up to the individual to make sure they're not selling it to a felon or any sort of prohibited person.
Well, you talk about rolling the dice there.
Yep. Well, I mean, that falls under the ethics, I guess.
The same person that bought the Staccato
mm-hmm.
says...
Man, I'm jealous, by the way. I wish you would... whoever you are, please sign up for a class because I just want to shoot the gun again.
Yeah, look, he's we talked about the 2011s through the whole break. Yeah. I learned what 2011s were.
Yeah.
They say never have any stickers on your auto that says you're a 2A supporter, Glock, SIG, etc. You're making yourself a target.
Yep.
Same for car stereos.
Yeah. No, that's 100% right. It's like a little sign on your window that says, "Hey, break into me. There's probably a gun in here."
Really? You know, honestly, it's any of this pro-conservative stuff.
True.
I mean,
any truck that has any sort of conservative,
American flag,
God,
Trump,
anything. Yep,
you're a target. They know.
They ain't dumb. They're smarter than we give them credit for.
Yep. If you got one of my FAFO stickers on there, don't leave your gun in your car.
Yeah.
They gonna know.
Yep.
It's a dead giveaway, but you still get you some stickers anyway. let's see here, unknown texture, Guns and Gear text line, says, let's pretend all gun laws were infringement and were abolished.
Okay.
Where would we stand in this country if everybody exercised their Second Amendment right? I like this one.
Well, in Mississippi, you would see no difference, honestly, because we're not as restricted as places like New Hampshire, New York, California, Washington, Oregon, places of that nature. It would 100% help them. Because the barrier to entry for good citizens like us would be lowered. now, of course, I have to say get training because it's a lethal weapon and you need to respect it and treat it as such. All right. The only reason guns exist is because we really wanted to kill someone further than a bow allowed us to.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they were invented. It's just convenient that we have sports that revolve around it now. And look, you've got to treat it respectfully. But no, I don't think it'd be any different in places like Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama.
All right. What about places like Chicago and New York where the good guys can't have guns?
Yep. So it would make a dent in the violent crime rates. It would make a dent in innocent people losing their lives and their livelihoods and things of that nature. But, unfortunately – changing gun laws will never fix political infrastructure of places like Chicago and Jackson and L.A. And
I was about to say, you can open carry with your assault rifle in Jackson now, and if you use it on one of these young Chakwe supporters, one of these young Jody Owen supporters, no matter how in the wrong they were, no matter how threatened you were, you're going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're gonna have to let a jury. You're gonna have to hope you get one of these wonky Jacktown juries. And I'm just gonna tell you, if you look like Clay Edwards and your victim Dutton, say goodbye.
I have to be really careful of the things I say because like some thoughts come across my head. And I'm like, ooh, I can't say that. If I wasn't in the position I am of the training and trying to be a national name and all this type of stuff, I would definitely take the shackles off, which sucks because shouldn't my rights of and making a good shoot trump my thoughts and opinions just because I think there, and no evil exists. And then the only reason or the only way to kill out that evil is to, literally kill it. I don't want that coming back on me in the court of law, making my life more difficult. So I have to dance that fine line of making sure I don't make my life difficult in the court of law, but also making sure that I believe in my constitutional rights and I will stand for them. I have a very hard line drawn in the sand.
Unknown texture. Trump only did the things like ban bump stocks to satisfy the left. He had to compromise in some areas to appease them. Yeah, I don't think we disagree on that.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I mean, it's still anti-constitutional, and I'm just not going to vote for anyone that doesn't wholly believe in the Constitution. I don't have it tattooed on my arm for nothing. That's one of my hard lines in the sand.
Yeah, even when they say just no vote?
Yeah, no vote.
No vote?
No.
I don't know, man. I'm not at that level. I will vote for the Democrat before I no vote.
Yep, I will start voting whenever I'm given a candidate that I believe in. Yeah. I wish everybody in America would just up and decide, you know what, we are no longer going to vote for anything and we are no longer going to pay taxes, period. What are they going to do, put us all in jail? They can't.
I'm halfway there.
Dude, the best part about economical collapse is I'll be able to go just completely off grid and give the middle finger to Uncle Sam. No more taxes.
There's no more money problems, really. There's a part of me that actively pulls for the demise of this whole thing.
Oh, dude, it's kind of cynical, but it's like, man, I'm kind of getting wear thin having to deal with all this crap all the time.
Yeah, like the older you get, you start becoming that angry.
Yes.
Angry middle-aged white guy that they despise so much. But it's like you start to really see what's going on out here in the world. And that's why I tell people, like, look, enjoy this last little run. Enjoy this summer. Enjoy this little upcoming football season. It's probably going to be the last one under the way we know it as now.
Yeah. Fighting for food is in our near future. I fully believe it.
100%. I'm telling you, it's going to start ramping up. The political violence is going to ramp up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your Antifa thugs or whoever is pro-Palestinian now. I mean, but it's Antifa. It's that same group. You're going to get your Black Lives Matter. They're going to make sure some cop kills a black guy.
All these little neo-Nazi proxy groups that are embedded for political push.
You know, you're going one of these white hate groups are going to do something to a black guy to trigger something, and it's going to be all out blood in the streets. And then you're going to have this election in the midst of all this. You're going to have this Democrat National Convention, this Republican National Convention, and it's going to be all hell.
Yeah.
And the
people that we're voting for, they're signing off on all this stuff, man. Like, I don't know if Trump actively signs off on all this stuff, but it, in general, like politicians in general, they know what they're doing. And I ain't supporting it.
I mean, look, I was all for Trump doing the Insurrection Act during the summer. He thought it would be a bad look. He was wrong. He had the opportunity to do it. I disagree with him not doing it. They attacked the White House so much so that he had to get in and be evacuated or put in a special tunnel or whatever.
I remember that. Yeah.
Still didn't do anything. Meanwhile, MAGA Meemaw was sightseeing at the Capitol on January 6th, and the FBI tracks her down and puts her in prison. So we obviously have a justice system that's weighted towards Democrats destroying things, getting away with it, and Republicans not being allowed, losing our right to protest.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like a legal system. We are losing all of our justice out of it.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's no longer blind.
Yeah,
no, it's no longer blind. It is clearly now, it sees black and white only.
And I'll everybody's like, oh, man, left and right. He's anti-Trump. He must be a Democrat or a liberal or whatever. No, I'm about as conservative and God-fearing as it gets. And I'm also as pro-Constitution as it gets. Even so, to the point where I was actually happy when the Supreme Court said that, hey, Colorado, you can't take Trump off the ballots. That's not – you can't do that. It's not constitutional. I was actually very happy for that because that means the Constitution is still being upheld. I will abide by that.
When Trump wins in a couple months, in November.
I hope so because it beats the alternative.
When Trump wins, we need your vote. When Trump wins in November, the left is going to lose their ever-loving minds.
More than they already are.
If Trump loses, giving the way he's polling and giving that nobody really likes what Joe Biden's doing.
Nobody.
I mean,
I don't know if I've ever met a Joe Biden supporter.
Well, they don't exist.
I've met Democratic Party supporters.
Yeah.
I've never met a Joe Biden supporter.
I met anti-Trump voters.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
You know, but I never met a Joe Biden supporter. They're out there. There's a few nut jobs. I know a few of them, honestly. But overwhelmingly, you've never seen a riding a Biden shirt anywhere other than a joke on the internet and a meme. If Joe Biden wins, we know the system is rigged.
Dude, you know.
And then the right.
Yeah.
Burns it down. Either way, nobody's going to be happy, is my point.
No, you're right. And, dude, when Trump won, I was like, wow, that's insane. I was fully expecting Hillary Clinton to win. I was fully expecting to have a murderer as a president.
And she still ain't shut up claiming that election was stolen. So I'm supposed to believe that from outside of government, Trump was able to steal an election. But as president, he wasn't able to prevent it being stolen from him.
Right.
Can make that make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it make sense. Let's take a break real quick. Come back with Tyler Tharp. If y'all got any questions on the gun topic, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944 is the Guns in Gear text line. Phone line 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. Breaking rules when necessary. Words to live by. Just don't break gun laws. That's never necessary. Because you, my friend, may end up spending the rest of your life in prison. So if you need to go get some good gun training, I need to do it.
Come on. Love to have you.
Me and my lady friend and my daughter need to do it ourselves. If y'all need gun training, it's SynergySolutions.com still, right?
SynergyShooting.com?
SynergyShooting.com. Somebody text in and ask. I'm going to text that back to them. SynergyShooting.com.
Yeah, if you Google Synergy Training Group, it's going to be the first thing that pops up. Yep. Okay.
SynergyShooting.com. Synergy Training Group is the name of the business. And look, I mean, get some world-class firearms training.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally, you know, even if you don't follow through and get the enhanced carry, get the skill.
Well, you know, I'm probably only going to be doing the enhanced carry class for this year. I'm going to be moving out of that after this year and doing only advanced level training and personal gigs with churches and things like that. Like I got
that was my next question was yeah. If somebody out there is thinking of, we actually had a Jameson had a guest in here, Andrew Gasser, the other day, and he's a member of his church's security team.
Yep.
They're getting all that implemented properly. Yep. And so I had that conversation with him the other day. And so as you're talking, it's going through my mind. If a church wants to reach out, do you have the ability to go in and help get a church set up?
It's odd you said that. The head of church security of Faith for Life just messaged me. They booked me for in April a one-day active shooter training. I have a two-day version, which is preferred, but I understand funds may not be there for that. But, yes, I have 1- and 2-day church training classes. It's fully catered to what they need and where they are on their security training journey, whether it's helping them build a team in general, understanding communications, understanding you know, how to start your defense in the parking lot, because that's generally where everything starts anyway. Understanding what an active shooter really is, de-escalation, less lethal options, and the style of shooting, because the style of shooting around a bunch of a congregation,
well, and the type of ammo. I like Andrew was talking about, a lot of the guys had ball, you know.
Oh my god,
stuff. He's like, no, we have to get something, you know, like a different kind of ammo. I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, even get me started on quality hollow points. That's another thing where there's only like 5 quality options in this entire world of 9mm quality hollow points. The rest of them are marketing trash.
Yeah. What brands do you recommend?
Well, tried and true, Federal HST. If you can't find those, get Speer Gold Dots. Those are the only two. Hornady Critical Defense is a marketing scheme, believe it or not. The Rip Rounds, terrible. They're just a bunch of crap out there. Just Federal and Speer Gold Dot.
You know, something I've learned over the years is the better something is marketed that's not word of mouth.
Yeah. The worst it is.
Is the worst it is.
Yeah. And you're not going to find Federal HSTs on most shelves. You're not going to find Speer Gold Dot on most shelves. You're going to have to order it, or you're going to have to go to a specialty store.
Interesting. I'm going to say, I tell people all the time, I'm not a gun guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just a guy that likes guns. Yep. It has guns, but I'm not a gun guy. I'm
past gun guy. I'm total gun nerd.
You are, and that's why I like talking with you, because look, Hunter knows he's welcome to come on the show anytime too, mm-hmm. and he's right there with you.
Yeah,
you know, and he's like, I know y'all were texting some back during the show, and I'm like, I bet these two could just sit down, cut a mic on, and everybody in the room would get smarter. Everybody listening would get smarter.
Yep.
You know,
he's got a lot of NFA knowledge that I don't have.
What is that?
National Firearms Act. So, like, suppressors, full autos, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. We need to have a gun roundtable here one day.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That does. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to work the knobs. And I will read the questions from people. I mean, look, I've got a nice little collection. I mean, it's probably going to get sunk to the bottom of the reservoir later today, but. But I have my CZ Scorpion has been my favorite little fun gun.
Those things are cool.
It is.
I remember when those were new. Like, so it's a PCC, pistol caliber carbine, and that's been a rage. It's been that PCC rage started a few years back, especially in the competitive circuit when PCC was allowed in USPSA.
Well, I always wanted an Uzi when I was a kid. Yeah. You know, watching all those rap videos, you know, it poisoned my brain. I needed an Uzi growing up in South Jackson, and never got my Uzi. This is like an Uzi done right.
Yeah, and not fired from an open bolt, because open bolt guns are just kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, the PCC Rage is cool. The SIG MPX is another good one. And then you got all the people trying to make an AR-15 work in 9mm, and it just doesn't work right. Practically, defensively, PCCs don't really make all that much sense unless you just, for some reason, want to give a lady a home defense rifle, or someone with less than ideal hand strength a home defense sort of
rifle. I did put the shoulder bracket on mine.
Yeah, the... Oh, the arm brace.
An arm brace, yes. I'm sorry.
Yep. Can't shoulder it. That was another one of the ATF's things where you can't shoulder a pistol brace.
Thank you for keeping me out of a felony there.
Yeah.
Is the arm brace, not shoulder. Sorry. I always get confused on them. Like, well, I bought that from the manufacturer like that. I hope that's legal.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And it is. It's a loophole. But it's a sad loophole because it loopholes a law that shouldn't exist. It's a very stupid law. But whatever.
Most of them are, bro.
It's just most of them are arbitrary and stupid.
It's why I'm so angry right now with our legislature and this alleged incident that happened at a restaurant here in town where, again, I'll say the term allegedly, a bunch of Republican politicians were doing body shots off a naked waitress after hours one night, or maybe it wasn't after hours, maybe it was peak hours, whatever. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
But these same guys, these same people who run on loving Jesus 27% more than their opponent, who Mississippi values, God, family, faith, all that stuff, and then run down to the Capitol and they look to ban everything. They never met a ban they didn't like. Ban it. Ban that too.
Yep.
You know, ban it all.
All while enjoying it themselves.
All while enjoying it the very selves.
Exactly.
You know, prohibition us.
Yeah.
But you sit here and run wild.
Yeah, rules for y'all, not me. However that saying goes.
Rules for thee, not for me.
That's it. Yep.
Or rules for me, not for thee.
It needs to be. Yeah, we really should have more bans on politicians than we do citizens.
Well, to the point in that was they're making all these laws. They're called lawmakers. It's their job to make laws.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be a cap. Let's just use. I know there's more than 1,000 laws, but just for the sake of conversation, a nice round number.
Yep,
1,000 laws on the books.
Yep,
and if you want to add another one, one's got to come down.
Yep,
you want to add five got to come off.
I'm down for that.
You know, it's like
I think there ought to be a cap of politicians. I think we are double the amount that we actually need.
100%.
It's just become a job and job security for them. They're not actually serving the people like they should be. And like, when's the last time you actually like had to vote for the lawmakers in our own area? And then how often do they come up for re-election?
It's every 4 years.
It's every 4 years that you actually get to pick the people that are going to decide how you can live your life?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense to me.
Well, and there's not an easy way out of them if they're terrible.
Yeah, I think they ought to
be. We don't have recall elections.
It should definitely have term limits, and it should be like 2 years or something. I don't know. Get the job done, get out.
I'm okay with the four. Because I understand what it takes to do a campaign.
Sure.
And just the amount of time, effort, money, and all that. Now, our congressman, like Michael Guest, that's every 2 years.
Okay. Maybe I'm just cynical and so fed up with being told how I can live my life. Like, I can't even stand HOAs. I think HOAs are garbage.
I've seen the good and the evil.
Yeah.
I've seen the good. It's typically the evil you see. But I do see the good because there's always that one a-hole neighbor that thinks they're allowed to do whatever they want. The rules don't apply to them. And when everybody else has to follow it, I've seen both. Now, I'm not in an HOA currently, and Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I probably won't be. You know, I'm kind of a, as much crap as I talk about breaking rules, kind of a rule follower when it comes to my home. I like to keep my yard nice, my stuff clean.
Yep.
You're not going to have a problem out of me.
Same.
Now, if there's a no flag rule, we're gonna have a problem. But I'm not gonna buy a house.
Does exist?
So, yeah, some do. A no flag rule.
Yeah. So all right, I stand on my allegation of HOAs are stupid.
Yeah. It's like if you want to say okay, anything but American flags. I mean, I'm sorry, only American flags.
Yeah.
Anything other than that, no college flags, no political flags, no political whatever. I don't know. You know the rules before you buy a house there.
How fragile are you that a flag gets to depict your feelings?
Oh, well, look, I'm going to tell you what. You know which one gets me? The one that gets me in my feelings is that trans flag.
Oh, the rainbow flag?
Well, it's not just the rainbow flag anymore. It's evolved. It's actually the Democrat National Committee flag. I mean, low key. But yeah, it's crazy. You can Google it. Let's take a break.
You might have a flag. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, have your flag. Doesn't mean that it has to be allowed in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Ugh, we're getting into some First Amendment stuff, aren't we?
Yep.
I guess if they can have it, I can have what I want.
That's right.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
They can have it, but you let me fly my Trump flag or my F around and find out flag.
And they're going to burn down your house like they did that dude in Bolton.
Exactly. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys. Grab lunch today. Martin's downtown. Great plate lunch. I ate there for lunch yesterday. Sat there 3 hours, running my mouth. Had a good old time. I got the fried pork chop. It was great. If you're not in Jackson, get out to one of the three Burgers Blues barbecue locations. Grab their plate lunch. Grab a burger. Grab anything off the menu. Madison, Flowood at Dogwood, or downtown Brandon. Flowood and Madison are open now for breakfast. Go grab the chicken and waffles. You will not regret that, I'm sure. And hey, I didn't know this, but their chicken and waffles is available all day. So I may finally get to grab the chicken and waffles at Burgers and Blues. All right, our guest today, Tyler Tharp, Synergy Training Group. You can find them online at synergyshooting.com. Mm-hmm. Tyler, great show, man. Glad we ran into each other the other night and got this planned.
Yeah.
It was a nice little change of pace for me. I've been bogged down in politics for a little bit and always like to break it up a little bit. And
yep.
I did a bunch of show prep. I was actually, admittingly here, I was thinking you were coming Thursday. And you got, I got here in your text and said, I'm here. I said, oh, thank goodness. I needed something else to talk about today. Tyler, thank you. I'll see you again soon.
Appreciate
coming up next, Americans for Prosperity, followed by Jameson Haygood. See you tomorrow.